Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I am Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am tooting along here. I have a little touch of something, but felt that I could do great just doing the show and connecting with you again every week, which I love so much. And everybody's like talking about, you know, the solar eclipse coming up, and everybody's talking about, you know, this penumbral lunar eclipse we got coming up. Everybody's talking about that around me and stuff. And again, I'm saying, well, okay, let's see how it affects you personally. I can also tell you how it's going to affect us all collectively, but maybe let's just talk about you.
You know, and it does boil down to the root. That's a perfect thing to come into here because it is about everybody really being assured of themselves and knowing their innate ability of who they are at this time and really coming to their own love of self and knowing themselves before going out into the public and all the other stuff. So that's going on and all the crazy that's going on. Because it really is about knowing your core. I love all this Pisces energy.
Yeah, yeah. It's been pretty awesome. Been reminded of an awful lot of people that have had interesting dreams and they're really trying to develop their own spirituality in their manner. And I am seeing a lot of people wrestling with forgiveness. And really trying to get there, you know, knowing that they should have done it maybe a long time ago, but they're saying to themselves, you know what, I have to let this go. I'm like, yeah, you do have to let this go. You know, it serves no one. And a lot of that's been going on. And so it's just a very interesting time. I mean, like tonight, what, Sun and Neptune are combust in Pisces right now. I mean, they're so close that, you know, you can't see them apart with a high-powered telescope. If you could look at the sunlight way,
nope.
But you know it's that crazy, and it's on the cusp of Aries. Technically, they're cuspian right now, and so I'm like, okay, Mercury's already there. So again, I think people are kind of like you mentioned, trying to get who am I really? What is my I am presence? Where do I stand? Okay, as far as the mission I came in to serve, and how I can help others do the same. Because that Pisces-Aries composite like that, when they're so close, it seems like you also want to help other people to find their way, especially if they're going through a difficult time, you know?
Absolutely. And it does. And each and every person doing the next right thing, it helps the collective when they do that, when they stay in harmony with themselves and not in that conflict.
Absolutely.
So. And
everybody's going to have to forgive me if I start sneezing, okay, because I am a little sick, okay? So if I start sneezing, I'm going to take my mouth away from the mic, okay?
It's okay. But I like, it, you know, you were talking about, and I just lost my frame of mind. Sorry, I lost
my
frame.
Your train of thought
derailed?
What?
Right there. Oh, man, you were talking about it earlier, and then it came back to me, and I was going to mention about it. Can't think of it, so let's move on. When I do, I'll let you know.
It may pop in during the show anyways, and then you just bring it right on back.
I will. I know it'll come back. I'm a little old.
We have the technology.
Always.
You have the ability.
It always goes around in my head. You know that. You know that. Pisces ascended
yep,
to mine.
Yep.
It'll be back.
I mean, you're running all cylinders most of the time and stuff like that. Like I said, yeah. and then you have these visions, and then you have to try and find words for them. I know you.
I think you know me pretty good.
Yeah. Well, want to take a call, or what do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. Area code 608, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi,
hey,
Jill.
Jill.
How are you doing
this
evening?
Good. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so you probably don't remember me anymore.
12/17/1960?
Yes. You're kidding.
7:45 a.m. in Waukegan, Illinois.
Correct. Oh, my God.
We wouldn't forget you, Jill.
Unbelievable.
Really? But we can't remember, the computer does.
Okay.
And where do you live now?
I live in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wow. La Crosse?
Yep.
Okay. You're a long way from home, huh?
Yep.
How do you like it there?
That's my question. My daughter's going to move to New Mexico. Her dad and his family are there. Once she lives there for a year, she can go to the university for free and get her master's. Where does that leave me? Nothing's happening here in La Crosse. Do you see me moving to New Mexico, too?
Do you,
what's in my future as far as where am I going to live? Will I stay here? Will I move?
What city are they moving to?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. I'm looking to see how it'll work for you.
Okay, so a lot of work, and her dad and their family aren't really supportive.
When do you think you're going to be? When do you think you would make the move? What month?
Maybe like October, September.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe then.
Well, looking at just the Wisconsin chart while she's checking out Albuquerque for you,
okay,
you do have plans that are
going to
be trekking
perfect
through your ninth house right now in September and early October. And when plans are trekking to the ninth house, that is appropriate for a long-distance move, okay?
Okay.
So I think if you did decide to either make the journey for a little bit or actually move there, I think the plans would support that as far as being available for her entrance into that community of support either way. What are you saying, Jacqueline, about the actual location for her?
Okay, and I agree. The reason why I went to look at the relocation is I knew that there's an opportunity to move. So there is going to be an opportunity to move, and I knew after that was going to talk about that. So I wanted to look at your relocation chart there to see how it works for you. And it's kind of a kiss and a slap. It's a good thing, but it's got some challenges to it, is what I'm going to say. It puts your Sun, Arabic part of fortune, Jupiter, and Saturn into your first house, okay? This means your personality comes out of the closet, and you're all you, and everybody gets to see who you are. You have great command with that. It gives you a Sagittarius rising, which people love Sagittarius risings. They think they're funny and great and dynamic. So it gives you a bigger social aspect to it. People tend to find you more respectful. However, okay, and I'm going to say this. One of the things I do not care about this, because already in your birth chart, and I don't care where you are in the world, in your birth chart, you have Mars in conjunct both your Mercury and your Moon. You are one individual who speaks out emotionally. There's no filter between how you feel and what you say, okay?
Yeah.
It comes out, okay? It cannot not, okay? That's just the way
yep.
it is. And that sits in your 12th house. That is your hidden house. The thing about that is that it can give you a great relationship with God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power. And it can give you a direct connection to it, and you can be a dynamic speaker for it. However, it is also on the downside, your own hidden enemy. You will have hoof and mouth disease no matter how I look at it if you don't take your time and think out there. Okay? I can't say enough about that. You will trip all over your feet like you would not believe. And that is a little, that is the greatest challenge of you moving there. So I say, think about this. If you're going to move there, you've got to get that connection to that source 100% right by your side. Your personal walking hand in hand with that has to be put into place first. And this may be the reason why it's going to take time for you to be there. Because it is. It's a double-edged sword with that. Okay? Ways. This is a really great way of rebalancing your relationships because, again, here that Jupiter opposing your Mars as well as your Saturn opposing that Mars is a rebalancing effect. And that goes from your first house to your seventh house, which means just being who you are can really bond some relationships together, okay? But it is about discipline and training. So I can see why you would have that double-edged sword. You see what I say? Why there's a little bit of resistance of should I or shouldn't I? So I say if you get right with your source, God, universe, whatever you want to call that higher power, if you get that right, this could work very well for you.
Is it a better place than the cross for me?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So is New Mexico better for me to live there, or is La Crosse?
All right, I'm going to pull that up on screen right now. I'm going to do it on the basis of your progress chart to October of this year. Okay, hold on a minute. Give me 1 second to do this for you.
Okay,
I just clicked up. You do have other callers, but I want to take a look at this because it's going to give you some information that you might want. All right, where you live right now, how long have you actually lived there?
I think maybe 8 years, maybe 7, 8.
Okay. What this does is it gives you a description of both locations and gives you all kinds of details, this report that I have, by the way. I want to tell you that your scores where you are very high. What it does is it gives you a score between 0 and 1,000. Anything over 150 is good, okay? Detailed friendship and family is 267. Your vocation and career is 493. Your optimism and opportunity is 474. Your responsibility and focus is 387. Okay, so that's probably why you've stayed there for the 8 years, because there are benefits to that. And this is on your progress chart moving forward, which means you really haven't outgrown it. It doesn't mean you can't make a new decision. Now, when I go and look at Albuquerque, let me tell you what. All the scores are low except vocation and career. It's 369, but that's the only one that's high. Okay?
Okay.
So where you're at is multifaceted. Where you're going, you may feel much more purposeful, okay? And, of course, you'll be involved with your family, too, because most people have more than one career. They have a career that they work at, and then they have their family, which is also one of their passions. You have both, right? So I don't think it's bad. I just think that there's more facets to you in Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, thank you both.
Well, you're welcome. And like I said, you know, and again, sometimes when people move, they don't move forever. Okay?
Right.
And so you take a sabbatical, you go live there for a couple of years. Things change. Who knows? She could be an exchange student. She could end up going to Europe, you know, as an exchange student, too, in the middle of all this. You don't know that. And
right, exactly.
Again, things can change again. But if you feel that it's important for you to be present as she goes on this is a great and victorious journey for her. I'm so happy for her. Okay?
I know it is.
Yes. So that's why you wanted to step in and just be her cheerleader, didn't you?
Well, I don't want to be alone in the world either, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. Both.
Yep. So, again, there could be other places in New Mexico that could actually have better scores. Because, again, this is really on your power lines by progression, the way I run it, okay?
It's okay.
You, the person that you're becoming. In your progress chart, your birthday actually, let's see, is February 19th of 61 now. So you, your son progressed into Pisces just a few months ago by progression.
So my birthday is December 17th.
Yes, I know. That's how you were born. But your son progresses a degree a year. So if we add your years as days to your birthday, you're in your Pisces cycle. Most people go through three solar cycles in a lifetime. Okay?
Okay.
And so when I ran it for October, in October, the moon progresses a degree a month. Okay, your moon is at 24 degrees of Aries. So after you're there for 6 months, your moon's going to go into Taurus for 31 months, which is really good for creating a foundation. So it's not that bad. Now, are you going to be near water? Jill?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, because your sun, Chiron, Mercury's actually progressed retrograde too. So in the progress chart, and Jack was talking about you could open your mouth and insert your foot and stuff like that, but with your progress chart, rather than speak things that you can't take back, you might get more into writing instead.
Okay.
You have more control over what goes out there. But either charts we look at, that 12th house for you, you've got fire in the first house by progression too. Both your Venus and your moon are going to be there. And she was talking about, you know, your Sag sun going into the first house of your chart, which is awesome because most people just like you on first impression. So no matter which chart you look at, there are perks to go here.
Okay.
So like I said, and again, you might want to make a temporary move. You might want to go ahead and just do it lock, stock, and barrel. But it depends on whether you like to travel or not. Do you like traveling or would you just rather move there and be present?
Move there and be present.
Okay. I can't see any reason why not. I'm not seeing a lot of opportunity in the chart I looked at. And let me see. Give me a look at this one more second, and then we'll go to the next person. But I want to just see if there's any fixed stars overhead I want to tell you about. Give me a minute here. Let's see. Mental faculties are heightened in the region, achieving high honors, okay, could be very good for you in that location, okay?
Okay.
You do have a fixed star overhead in Albuquerque, which could be very good for your mental focus, your determination, okay, and maybe find a new mission for you.
Okay.
You keep us posted. We'll walk you through it. You can call us, you know, anytime. You know where we are on Sundays.
Thank you. Thank you. You ladies give 100%, and you're just awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. You have a sweet
night.
Okay,
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 646, you are on the air.
Good evening, Aphrodite. I'm glad you are up to doing the show. And hello, Jacqueline. This is Priscilla.
Priscilla,
hi, Priscilla.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. I just checking in to see if you see anything glaring in the chart. You know, I'm still trying to sell my condo. It's been almost a month, and, you know, people seem interested, but no one is moving forward and actually, you know, offering, giving me an offer and following through. Just so would love
you're,
to
you're
see
somewhere
what you
in
guys
New England.
See.
Where are you? Are you in New York or Connecticut?
No, I'm in New York City. Mm-hmm.
That's
currently,
far,
yeah.
New York. It was somewhere in the New England area. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
So you've got some, still got some nice, excuse me, trying going on with Jupiter being in Taurus too right now too, and you have those three major planetary energies in Virgo. So like I said, I don't think you should feel despondent about the matter. I think divine timing's at work, because Virgo does rule the numbers, okay? And and everybody right now is having a heck of a time making moves. There's a lot going on in that real estate market right now. It's really tricky out there for everybody. So don't personalize the issue, Priscilla, don't. I don't think that that's necessary. I think it's probably happening, though, because you want to get it done.
I do. I've been at it for a while, you know. I had it on the market previously. So I was hopeful this time around because I'm timing it in terms of real estate time is prime, you know, like that's when buyers are out. So I was really, you know, excited and hopeful that I'd get something soon. But like I said, it's almost a month. So I am getting a little anxious, just wanting some feedback from you guys in terms of, like, is there anything?
Tell her about
really...
Jupiter, Jacqueline. Tell her what Jupiter's going to be doing just over the next 2 weeks.
Okay, give it to me.
Hey, and I'm going to start it out with patience, my dear, patience, because Aphrodite's right. There's many many trines here in your chart, and it is a period of time. It's an energy of time, okay? Jupiter, there are several things it's doing. Jupiter is in trine to your Pluto and what it's going to, and Uranus and Sun. Okay, it just passed over your sun. Uranus is enlightenment and awakenment, and it's trining it. And again, we're talking about the Earth sign because all your stuff is in Virgo, and Jupiter and transiting Uranus are both in Taurus, and they're complementing your Virgo energies greatly. This is expect the unexpected, come to a surprise. Okay, again, Mars is still transiting through your fourth house of the home, okay? Venus is still there. We have some beautiful trines with your Mars and Neptune, and I hear you. Your frustration level gets hard with that Mars in Scorpio, okay? Trust the process. This is where I say, do what you can and have faith in the rest, because all these complementary planets are going to make this happen. This next week, it just gets stronger and stronger, okay? You're peaking at this point. So I say to you, trust the process and have faith. You've still got plenty of time for this thing to sell. And spring, and I look at it like this. It's just starting to shift there where you're getting a little bit of warmer weather and people are starting to move around a little bit more. Within the next month, things are going to go, okay? They're just moving along into the spring, and I think you have a very strong opportunity here to have that house or that condo sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going through your Saturn return here, okay?
I see.
And in the New York chart, it's in the 10th house, okay? And when people go through their Saturn return, they either sell the house, buy a house, have a baby, okay, go back to school, and do something, you know, major, and this, I guess, is your major thing. So Saturn's also agreeing, because Saturn, in its highest aspect, is what I call God the Father, okay, and so you're going through that right now, and I think because you did have, if you do the due diligence that Jack was talking about, you be patient, you're probably going to get a much better deal than if you did it prematurely. If you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing. And like I so agree with Jacqueline, things are lining up for this to be a really good sale. Expect that.
Expect that. So, okay.
In
the
a
next
blink
couple
of an eye, it will be dark like a tunnel until all of a sudden it's there. So, okay. It's not going to give you a lot of trust in it until it's right on top of you and says, here it is. This is it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll keep at it.
Yep. And we're there for you. Like I said, just ride the train
it.
Until you get to your destination.
I really appreciate it. I'm just riding that train. I wanted to get to the destination. Okay.
You will.
As long as you guys see the trines and things happening, that's encouraging.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a sweet night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Sweet. I love that liner. It's like everything's kind of moving in and converging. It's really cool.
It is. Isn't it? It's like honing in.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code
Hello?
860, you are on the air.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla.
Great. How are you doing, sweetheart?
To be honest, I'm going through some really difficult times. I just would love to know what's going on with this Mercury in retrograde and the eclipses. This is just nuts. I have a speaking engagement in May. I just registered, so I'm locked in. So I know things will turn around, but I'm just wondering, how do I navigate through the next couple of months? How about that?
Yeah. Are you still in Connecticut, Amma?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, see, we are having a Mercury retrograde coming in April, okay? And as you know, Mercury is retrograde every season. It's retrograde for 3 weeks, and then it's still in its shadow for three more, okay, in April,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's no planets retrograde this month, but it's been feeling that way to me too, honey. I keep thinking, I can't even blame this on a friggin' planet. I hear you. I hear you.
My God.
I blame it on Mars and Aquarius. Mars and Aquarius gets a little wonky every 2.5 years, so I think it's Mars and Aquarius bringing things up in full living color.
I don't even know. It's just so much conflict.
What day in May is it, Amma? What day in May is it?
Oh, May 8th. It's a Wednesday. May 8th.
Okay, so it's still in its shadow a little bit, but it will have been direct long enough that you're probably not going to have a bad time with that. But while Mercury is retrograde in April, though, it's not a bad time to do the rewrite because Mercury retrograde helps you with your concentration, but it does slow down the energy. Okay?
Yeah.
So I feel that because you're making it, you know, past the retrograde and it's a couple of weeks, well, it's about 10 days, well, 15 days. So anyway, it's going to be better. And then there's no other planets retrograde except for Pluto. So all the other planets that you would normally use during an engagement or an event, like you're discussing with us, it looks like things would be in order to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
You have an in conjunction that I don't care much for.
When is that now?
Yes, it's transiting Mars to your Virgo moon. It's an in conjunction or a quinx, whichever you want to call that, okay? You've been pummeled down an emotional hill, and that Virgo moon has a duality to it, and it's harsh, and it wants to find a grounding, and it wants to find something. And it's going in deep, dark places. And I'm going to say, get out of those deep, dark places, because that's not what's going on. Okay, so here again, what I say to you is what it's there to do and what this Mercury retrograde is going to do. You said you have an engagement in May, but nothing until then. The universe is kind of holding you in this period of time with this Mercury retrograde to clean things up, like Aphrodite said. Look at the rewrites, do things like this, but it's also about cleaning and clearing your own entire house and you, okay?
Yes.
So it's bringing out all the agitations of your Virgo moon of I must have it right and agitating the crap out of it. And I say, calm it down. It's not as bad as what you think, okay? It is that Virgo sensitivity that's killing you right now, okay? Calm it down. Start cleaning things. Start rewriting things. Start redoing things. I don't care how it is. Change your meditations, things like do that type of thing that empowers you today. Even though I know you're going to be uncomfortable, You're still going to feel that in conjunction. I can't take that in conjunction away, okay?
How long is that again? I'm sorry, how long is the duration? Okay.
Aphrodite, can you tell her that? Because it just is 3 degrees out, so it's just getting to the outside of it to where a couple more, and my guesstimate would probably be 10 days, 2 weeks left of this crazy for you,
okay,
would be my guesstimate. But
okay,
it's getting out of that orb to where it's on the other side. That's become, it's like
okay,
a saturation level with you of, I'm tired of this. I want it to go away now. And I say, give it a couple more weeks. Give it a couple more weeks. It's gone, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense, actually, because I know my progressive moon is in Cancer. So I'm feeling all the, with that Virgo, I'm feeling all the feels. And I'm just overly emotional. And I'm just letting it go. I'm just, whatever I have to do, cry, whatever I have to do. To get through it, because I don't want to suppress it either.
Right.
I don't even label anything. I'm just like, okay, I just need to get it out. So I get it. I'm doing a lot of meditation and deep, deep belly breaths. Huge. This is for everybody. I mean, I just learned about this. I mean, like, and if you count, it makes it so much easier. And you want to do, at least with me, I want to do it more when He did, there's this guy, I don't even know who it was, but he said 3 rounds of 30 deep belly breaths. And I'm not kidding you. He said, if you do that every day, you live 7 more years. I don't even know, but I've been doing it and it feels fantastic. It really does.
Great.
Deep,
I love
deep
it.
Belly breaths. Yeah. So anyway, you were talking, Jacqueline, about meditation, and I've been going out in nature and just really grounding and doing all those things, you know. So I don't know how I'll get through this. But,
there
yeah.
you go. You'll get through this. But
yes.
There you go. That's what you need to do.
I know. It's just that sometimes when you're in the vortex of all these emotions, and especially with the progressive Cancer moon, it's a lot. I laugh at it. It's a, you know, the Virgo wants to be all like,
and the moon's in Cancer tonight, so it's going to actually join up with your progressed moon tomorrow. You're going to have like your a lunar return by progression, okay, tomorrow in the heavens, which is interesting because I'm going to really encourage you tomorrow. I don't know where you find yourself. Bring back your inner child tomorrow. Do a few giggles. Okay, smile at yourself in the mirror. I'm just going to tell you, do that tomorrow, okay?
Okay, absolutely, will do. So the next couple of weeks is the conjunction. I'll get through it, and that's just in time for Mercury in retrograde. So there there you go, I guess. Just
right.
Got to roll with
continue the cleaning process there. And it'll let you out, but continue the cleaning process. It's all good. Remember that, it's all good, okay?
Yeah.
And you just got to not get caught up in those deep, deep dark places of your thing. Let it go. This is all about eliminating the past and moving forward into the future.
Got it. This is good. It's always for the highest good. So there we go. I'll keep you
absolutely
posted. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Take care.
All right. Have a great night, Amala. Okay. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. She's so fun. She's so great. I'm glad she's so much on top of it, you know, and her spirituality, too. You know, because she, you know, sometimes it's very hard to deal with things with both your humanness and your spirituality, but you know what? She's doing a darn good job.
Yes. Especially being that sensitive that she is, she's doing good.
Yes.
I pat her on the back.
Yes. Pretty amazing stuff. Wow. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you are on the air.
Hi, lady.
561.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, who's this?
Stacy.
Oh, I can barely hear you, Stacy.
Oh. Stacy, West Palm.
There you are. Yes, 1216. I know who you are.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, I can hear you now.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Oh, she's...
Well, I want to know what's coming up.
Which Stacy is this, Jacqueline?
1216, what? Spanish Jamaica.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, ooh, interesting. Comedy and humor serves you well. Which part of your life do you want me to start with?
I don't even know. I'm not picky, wherever.
What are you doing for a living?
In the healthcare industry.
Are you planning on changing jobs?
No.
Getting a raise or promotion?
Where do you live now, Stacy?
In West Palm, it's the same place.
Okay.
Because Jupiter is blessing you, okay, very much blessing you at this point in time, and it's saying grab the brass ring. You're all about stability and security as far as your work is concerned, and you're a professional, okay? Leave you alone to do your business, and you do your best, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing to watch, so I understand that. But this looks like, and here again, I want you to consider this because I think there could be something that could move you higher and bring you more satisfaction than what you're doing today. And I say look for it. It might be, it might be within the same exact organization that you're working for is what I'm trying to say. Because Jupiter highlights who you are in your 10th house of the career right now. And it is sextiling Venus, okay? And it is getting ready it's getting ready to here in a couple months sextile Mars. And when that Mars comes along, there could be a great opportunity for you is what I'm trying to say. So keep an open mind and think about that of what you really want to do next, if this is really where you want to stay, because I think you could find something better. What do you think?
All right. I totally agree with everything Jacqueline said. Jacqueline, I want you to do me a favor on your computer because you have the same program as me. Pull up Stacy during the solar eclipse and see the lineup she's got here and how dead right you are. Take a look at this chart. It's going to blow you away.
I'm going to do that.
Right on her. So you have four major planets in Sag, Stacy, and on this solar eclipse, it's a total solar eclipse, by the way, that's coming up here on the 8th of April. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in Aries in the 9th house of you dealing with people from all over the world, and they're trining all your Sag planets, okay? They're kind of lining up. They're going to start to do it even earlier than the eclipse. But, again, it could be, a situation where because they are a couple of these planets are opposing and attracting to Uranus, okay, in your chart, it could indicate, that it could come in out of the blue.
Oh, heck yeah.
A great opportunity for you. I'm saying the same thing Jacqueline was saying, just in a little bit of a different way, because I flashed on all the Aryan fire coming in on the eclipse. I was working on that chart earlier tonight, and I just said, wow, I am loving this. Mars and Saturn are going to be in Pisces, too, because you do love your work, don't you? You're very devoted, aren't you?
Yes, and this is the best one ever.
And both Mars and Saturn are in trine to your Mars and Venus, okay? And that's like Pisces, Scorpio energy, too. So it's almost like your investment, but also your glorious inner intention can pay off now. I so agree with Jacqueline. This blew me away when I pulled it up on screen, really.
Okay. And I'm going to say, Stacy, do something for this eclipse. I would not be working on this. I would not ignore this. This is a tremendous amount of energy, okay, coming at you. And it really is, like I started out with this, this is really about knowing yourself and your soul and letting it shine. The universe is going to say, hey, look at this beautiful thing here and highlight who you are. And I say, grab it and go, yes, that is who I am. Or, this is the best of me. And really, you know, embrace yourself on that day because it really empowers you a great deal to really feel your own truth on that day, no matter how you look at that. Thank you for making me set up, Aphrodite. That's a heck of a lot to do there, man.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
I just flashed on it. It was one of those beautiful, lucky things that happens with my psychic stuff.
Well, that's a big day. You know, it really is for you personally and yourself and a relationship with yourself. That's a big day to really embrace it, really show yourself some love.
You said that's the 8th of April?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it's and again, all that Aries energy is the I am presence. You know what I mean? And again, you're very present with your work and all this. I have to tell you, I just love the lineup. I love the lineup. Yep.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a really sweet night. Happy St. Pat's to you.
You as well. Same to you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. Wasn't that crazy when you pulled it up on screen? Did you freak out like I did, Jacqueline?
I took a step back. I definitely, you know, every once in a while a chart is fascinating, you know, that can, makes me take a step back and go, whoa, let me look at this a little deeper. There's
exactly.
a lot going on there.
You got it. You got it. Okay. Well, our next caller is somebody that we know and love, okay? She's been one of our, I want to say one of our biggest cheerleaders. Are you ready?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
You know I love y'all more, right?
Yeah, we do, Sylvia.
Give me a big hug, Sylvia.
Big hugs, big hugs, big hugs, big hugs, and lots of love and lots of smiles. You know I love y'all more. How are you ladies doing on this fantastic, great, happy St. Patrick's Day?
Happy
St.
Patrick's
Day.
Patrick's Day to you, sweetheart. Yeah.
I didn't know if you all were going to recognize this number because I had to call from a different number because the number I usually call in, I can't dial out. The screen is messed up. So, but here I am.
Oh.
And yay, you recognized it. Yay, good for you.
You got to laugh at that.
Are we still in Pisces 317? Are we? Yeah, we.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are still in a Pisces sun.
Okay.
Saturn. And now the Sun and Neptune have moved away from your Mercury, but the next thing that's going to hit it is going to be Venus, which is going to be great. But here, that's going to be there for a little while. Mercury is ready to go into your first house, so you get your voice back. So it's dead.
Wow. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. How long is it going to be there, Miss Jacqueline?
That's about a week. That's about two, probably, well, it's going retrograde, so it's going to be there for a while. Okay.
Okay.
It's
going to
be in your first house for quite a while.
It's
going to go retrograde for 3 weeks, and then it's going to go direct. So there's another 3 weeks there. So that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks. Probably not.
Wow.
It's passing over your sun tomorrow, Sylvia. So, you know, speak up, speak out.
Most definitely. So this is what I have been noticing, and I think I even shared this the last time I called, and I think you said it was going to happen more and more. God, I'm just really noticing more and more, tapping more into my spirituality, but I want to keep the balance between the physical and the spirituality. And I've been listening more to, like, spiritual teachers like Deepak Chopra for the breath work, and I just heard the lady before me was talking about the breath work. I was like, oh, my God, I got to do some of that, too. And
nice.
And change your thoughts. Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra are just at the top of the list for my for spiritual teachers that I would listen to, among others, among you all, among them. But I'm just noticing
it. It's all good spiritual food for you. Okay? I want you to watch your diet, though.
Well, yes, definitely.
Okay?
All the time. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. And because, you know, Venus is in Pisces right now, and it's opposing your Pluto and your North Node in Virgo. So, again, good food, good glycemic index, really do that because it's going to increase your powers of concentration, and it's also going to clarify some of your own inner psychic visions when you're listening to these leaders that you are pulling upon that as making it part of your own repertoire. I love this for you. I love this for
you. Yeah. Me too. Oh, and another thing I noticed is when I was at the library, I just thought this came like, go and get some books on healing, which was like reflexology. So I wound up getting this book and looking at the points on the body to work upon, and I'm going like, wow. It's like, this really works, or I forgot to remember that this really works, that this really, really reflexology, acupuncture, acupressure, so.
Yes. I mean, I've had a miraculous recovery with this gentleman that's taking care of me right now. Unbelievable. I don't know if you remember, Sid, because you've been around with us for a long time, that I've had surgery on both of my hands, okay? And I had to have my left thumb reconstructed and all that. And they healed well. I'm a person, I do my therapy, and I pray, and I love my body, so I help it to heal because of that. But all the sensations now from him doing that, the acupressure on my hands and my wrists now, I can crochet again. I can do calligraphy again. It's been, 5 years? Yeah.
Wow. But okay, so you
now
can,
all of a sudden now all the nerves are communicating with my hands again because of the way that he does his work. It's really amazing.
Great.
Yep.
Great.
I'm glad you're studying this,
me,
you know, because you're so psychic.
Yeah.
There's many things you could do to help people too. I mean, you could do some of those things. One of my really good friends, we just had a little psychic fair yesterday. She's a foot reflexologist, and she also uses essential oils. And again, she can tell when she's working on your feet. She's saying, all of a sudden, I'll, like, jump a little bit. She'll go, gallbladder, what did you eat last night? She knows. It's so hilarious. It is so hilarious.
Wow.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I'm going to add another footnote to this, because this is a perfect time for you to be doing this and sucking up all this information and going into it. Because Mars in about 2 weeks is going to go through your 12th house. It's going to give you that inclination to be stronger in this knowledge and intuitive ability to where things like that, reflexology, again, all of that, acupressure, all of that,
Even Reiki for you is great. I would suck all this information in because I think you could really use it on others very well. Remember, you have a Mars in Cancer like I do. You have to get your hands in everything, okay?
So, why? Like, why, Jacqueline, why?
Because
like,
you have a Mars in Cancer like me. It's just what you do because by birth that's is, okay? I can't take it away from you, and I can't take it away from me. So, here again, you accept what you got. And so here again, it's suck up all this knowledge, because then Mars is going to start transiting through your first house in a few months here. And that's when you're really going to be able to put the application to it. So I say, over the next few months, suck this information in, get yourself going, and in about 4 months, you'll see. It'll manifest in front of you of opportunities to use it.
Oh, wow. I'm like, wow. Because along with studying this to help my body heal, I'm looking into herbs, medicinal herbs, medicinal plants. These are other things that I'm going to incorporate with this. So I'm trying to network with other people to see if I can get some mentors, or as you said, Jack, mentors, or as much sucking up as much information as I can get. And I'm going like the other side of me is like, I'm not trying to do this for nobody else. I'm really doing this to help my body heal, because that's what got me started on this road, on this path, on this journey. So I'm going like, if I can help somebody else, fine, but I'm just trying to help me heal. I'm just trying, but I have been asking the universe, how can I serve? How can I serve? Like, universe, how can I serve you? In the meantime, while healing my body, I pause and let you speak.
Yeah, and it is all about that, because you're the living proof, okay? And you're the guinea pig. You're the one, try this, oh, this is working great. Or you try this, oh, that worked like shit, okay? here again, you're your own guinea pig with this, and I think it's lovely. This is a full, over the next few months, this is a great time to really put your work, your knowledge into yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, this pain, this inflammation that has aggravated the nerves in my neck, this one has made me, and I don't want to be taking a sack full of medicine, because that's what the doctors, that's what they going to give you, some NSAIDs. Well, if we give you something stronger than that, you know, it's like they think everybody will become addicted if they give you something stronger than an NSAID or a muscle relaxer. And it's like, oh, my God. So this is what has driven me to look into other alternatives. And like I said, I don't want to be taking constantly NSAIDs. I'm grateful and thankful that it's available if I need it, but to mix the natural, holistic, go about the natural, holistic way, that's just that, I think that's my Pluto and Virgo in the sixth house, just make me obsessed with looking for natural alternatives as well.
Yes, and I agree. Because you want something permanent. You don't want a temporary measure, or you don't want a bandage. You want it permanent. And that's what you're doing. I think it's great. I commend you.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, because
all right, well, we have one caller that's been holding on for a long time. We have to go take this session before we have to sign off. But I wanted to tell you this. Look in to get either an herbalist or an apothecary certification. Most of them are available that you can actually do it online. Take a look at some of the programs that might be able to put you through it in a much more organized pattern, so that you can actually, all of a sudden, at one point, the matrix is just going to come together for you. Just take a look at a few of them. There's a bunch of them out there that you can do. And some of them are not that expensive, but I just think it would be good for you to look into it, because Like, for instance, when I started studying astrology, and probably Jacqueline will swear by this too, here you are, you're working on it, you're studying it and all that stuff, and you don't know. One day, all of a sudden, you're sitting there, you're looking at the chart, you say, oh, my God, I got it, okay? And that's how it is with these kinds of things that has so much small pieces of information, but all of a sudden, it just comes together like magic.
Yes, and thank you for confirming that confirmation, because a few days ago, I already started looking into the herbalists and the herbalists programs, because when I was looking at the different herbalists, they started talking about programs too. Yeah, so I'm on top of it, ma'am. Keep me holding on. I'm going to listen as you talk to the next caller. Thank you. You know I love y'all more. Y'all have a great Sunday and a great week.
All right. Love you big. Love you big.
Okay. Te amo más.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold, baby.
I love you more
okay.
in Spanish.
Okay. I think we can squeeze the last one in. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay, let's do it.
Area code 805, you are on the air.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Donna. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
Great,
Donna,
how are you?
Good, thanks. I've been having money problems, though. I owe so much on my credit card, and what I get from my Social Security, it's just not enough to live on, and I can't really work because of the housing, and then I wouldn't get the housing. So, but I'm hoping for a windfall or luck, or I've entered these different raffles, and I used to be very lucky, and so I'm hoping that'll come back. And do you see any changes for me, please?
Well, Donna, I've got 14 Donnas on my computer. When's your birthday?
4/22.
Oh, I guessed right. I love it when I do it right.
Are you still in New York?
No, I live in California.
What city?
Santa Barbara.
Got it.
I was born in New York, but I live in California.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
And I want to see you in that grid to take a look at the financial things in Santa Barbara for you. Because see what happens, the computer takes a picture of when you were born in New York.
Oh,
in Santa Barbara, and that's the chart that I use. Jacqueline loves the natal, but again, even when we look at different charts, our bottom line is usually the same, even though we're looking at it from a different perspective.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's take a peek at this. Show me the money, right?
It's also, if you don't see it one, you'll look at another to see it too.
That's right.
So she's much
that.
More consistent.
We love the research, don't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, we do. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Wow. I'm not seeing an immediate solution to this. And I am probably in the same boat that you're in, so I understand this very well. Mm. So I went to a credit card reduction company. I'm working with them, and it's a good company. I did a lot of research before I did this.
Mm-hmm.
But the way your chart is set up, because, again, you just don't realize where all the money went. But a lot of it has to do with the interest they charge you. If you don't even use your cards, the interest is a payment every month.
Oh,
and what happens is before you know it, you're drowning.
29% high.
Yep. And so what they're doing now, some of these companies are working with you and they're negotiating with the companies to reduce it, especially because of the economy and also COVID. There's more companies that are now trying to help the population at large. But I'm going to encourage you to do your research, because some of them are not real and some are. Okay?
Okay.
But I think you have to realize that this is a process and not an event. But I think if you set up a process that you're comfortable with, you can work through it. You have your Mars exalted in Capricorn. You can work through this. You can just say, okay, this is what I'm going to have to do. This is how I'm going to have to wait, and this is what I'm going to have to do for it. Once you have the strategy in place, you'll just feel so much relief about the matter. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I totally agree. Okay. I've looked at both your relocation and the transits on your natal. And I do think that it is about transformation and change. Okay. I was trying to find you something that was lucky, okay, to where you'd win the lottery. I don't think this is the best time for that right now. Okay. I'm sorry. If it was, I'd say, hey, take some chances. But right now, I have to agree with that. Okay. What this does is it sets a, it resets your financial being. It's going over and saying, hey, look at things a little differently now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with Aphrodite that when I see something like this, it is about restructuring of your finances. Okay, and believe it or not, if you restructure this, if there is an avenue out there, I can tell you without a doubt looking at your chart, if you restructure this the right way, your financial freedom will come from that, okay? So I have to go back to what Aphrodite said, and I would say do the research right now. See which comes up. Don't make this something urgent, because I don't want you to make a decision until mid to end of May. Okay, I'm sorry to say that, but that's when it's really flowing for you, is May, to where your freedom starts to take its escape. So again, look at this as a process that you can find the answer. I have to strongly suggest that, and know it'll bring you a financial benefit through it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because there are some really good companies out there right now that are working with everybody, because, again, the interest rates are just so outrageous. And so they do step in. They do help you to get to the process. I've been with them since last September now, and they keep me informed. I send them any new bills I get and all that stuff. They keep in touch with me. And so what they're doing is they're trying to negotiate to get rid of the interest. Okay, so that I am only going to pay for what I actually charged.
Oh, good.
Okay, and that's what they do. And there's a number of really good ones out there, but you do have to be very careful. Okay, so do your research.
It has to be over $10,000. I don't know that much. I owe $5,000. I'll take. You know, yeah, that's the bummer. You have to have lost more.
Right.
Again here, I think there may be something out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Really do. Keep looking, because there may be something out there that you can find. It looks so strong in your chart. There is assistance out there to make this transformation and change.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yep. You're going to make it through. Now, Uranus, of course, is very close to your Venus in Taurus right now, too, and that's why you were hoping for a miracle, weren't you, babe?
Yeah.
I hear you, but again, I think if you find this right company, all of a sudden you're going to say, that pressure's off. So I think yours is going to come through, but it's going to come through in a place that's going to be deliberate. It might take a certain period of time, but you're going to lose the anxiety, and that's what we want for you.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Well, sweetheart, we're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye. Well, we still have a couple people on hold, so we should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.